Thursday night, Chodesh Halavos. We're coming up to the end of the Hagdama. Still not sure if we're going to do Shar HaYichud or we'll just start from Shar HaBechina, or maybe we'll just start from Shar HaVodas HaLokim and not even learn Shar HaBechina. I'm not sure yet. Maybe we'll even learn Shar HaYichud. We'll see. I don't know what to say. Years ago, in a different Gilgal. What? Because it's very philosophical, and it's not philosophy that I don't think would relate to the Western mind. It was written in a different door when the types of proofs he brings and the types of the things he says, it does not seem terribly compelling to us. But I don't know. We'll see. A little of it is a cynicism that we're brought up, but like he says himself, you know, we grew that you can't. I mean, he himself speaks out. You can't. There are some things that you can't prove totally. You can only say they're compelling. So if you keep that in mind, Anachananda, you could learn it. But we grew up with Apicursus all around us and a very cynical, but maybe. So to us, it's like, you know, we're cynical about it. We're skeptical. We brought up in a skeptical age, ever since the Enlightenment and Haskalah and scientific thought. So we'll see. Maybe we will learn it. I don't know. Even the Lev Tov skipped it. Baroi Shateida, we're on the fifth test. We're not finishing it so fast. Baroi Shateida. Shekol Chodesh Halavos v'Musri Hanafoshes Nechvalos Nechvalos Sarei Yisodos Halavos. They're principles. This is like the tens of pratim, hundreds of pratim, thousands of pratim. But I think I got everything that all the Chodesh Halavos and Musrei Hanafoshes that are included, I think I got them all in these 10 Sha'orim that I'm writing. Asher nichlalu b'sifri zeh. Sadehem, there are mitzvahs aseis, the things you have to do, the things we're commanded, but asaros sayem, and the asaros, meaning los aseis. And kemoshe nichlalu, and now he is, it's not, you can do that, kemoshe nichlalu kama mitzvahs, b'chal v'yapta l'reacha kamocha. There's a principle, the Torah writes a principle, v'yapta l'reacha kamocha, and there's a lot of things that could be included in that principle. So I wrote other principles. Ubechal diber hachosid olav hashalom lo osu lo re'eu ra. Ubechal sur me'ro va'asei tov. So there's nothing wrong with giving general principles and then going ahead and figuring out or learning about the pratim. V'lochein, therefore, so osam belipcha, carry them in your heart, always think about them, or at least always have them in mind on some level. V'shane nosam, and chazer them over, v'machshavtecha tamid. And if you do that, yizgalu locha totzoseihem be'ezes Hashem Yisrael man b'yisader. Now, even though he says a Murray Dicker Yisodia, and he explains it in another line, and this is really a Yisod that he says in Sha'ar Abitochon, and in Shar Avodas Elokim, and in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. And that is that really a person can't accomplish anything. A person can't do anything. Everything is Ezer Hashem. Everything is Hashem's will. The only part of a person that he's not totally botel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is in his ability to choose. Now, even that, who's giving him the ability to choose? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's empowering his, that part of the seichel that makes choices. But that is the untouched area when a person has to make a moral choice between good and bad, so that belongs to the person. But so he says a yesod in the Sefer, and that's what he's writing about here in the Hagdama. He elaborates in it in the Sefer. once you've made, I want to put on tefillin. The only thing that's me is really the choice to put on tefillin. The ability to put on tefillin is Hashem. Right? A person could be paralyzed, a person could have a stroke, a person could not be able to afford tefillin, a person can. I mean, it's all really in the physical world that Hashem totally controls. So how does Hashem work the world? We say Habolatar Messiah also, Baadam Shirosalelech Molichan also, right? So we say, oh, that's not going in special cases. That's your whole life. Everything you do in life is that. I choose to put on tefillin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the ability to put on tefillin, because B'derech Shatim Rav Lelech Molichan also. He will enable what I want to do. So that's what the Chavis HaLvavos here says. If you show that you care about Chavis HaLvavos, you think about it, you have it in mind, you chazer it over, maybe a good place to start is just memorizing the Ten Sha'orim. Right? Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, Shara Bodas HaLokim, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Bitochen is fourth, Yichud HaMaisa is fifth, Kniya, Tshuva, Precious, Cheshbon HaNefesh, Precious, and Ahavas Hashem. So, and think about them. And when you take a walk in the street and you see a flower or you see anything, because it doesn't have to be a flower, we're not so romantic. It could be a big diesel truck pulling up to the Makola delivering bread. And you start thinking, the bread, oh my goodness gracious, it used to be a disintegrated seed buried under some earth in some faraway farm. And here it is, I can go to the Makolet and buy bread and eat it. If you think, you walk in the street, and you, instead of listening to your iPod, so you observe the Bria, and you think about these things, so Hashem will enable you to extrapolate in a Murdika thing, he says in Takdama. I'm giving you principles. You will acquire the ability to build upon those principles and extrapolate and derive and be maven dover mitoch dover and compare and contrast and build up the pratim of the klolim I'm handing you. When Hashem sees that you are thinking about these things, you're contemplating them, you're trying, you're into the things I'm presenting you with, Hashem will give you the ability, their totsa'os, the pratim of the klal will be revealed to you. Because that's how Hashem works. He sees what you're trying to do, he sees what you'd like to do, and he takes it from there and gives you the ability. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Mi zeh ish yirei Hashem. Oh, here's a person that's yirei Hashem. Yorenu, Hashem will guide him. B'derech yivchar, nafsho b'tov talin, zaro yirash aretz. Sod Hashem li reyov uvriso lahodiyom. If you want, Hashem will reveal to you secrets. And Hashem will enable you to figure out things that maybe you wouldn't have figured out otherwise. But Hashem sees you're trying, you want, so He'll open up to you the understandings that will be mashlim your understanding of the inyan. Okay, and now we'll stop here. And the last thing he does is he gives a mashal, a nice story, and that's a mashal. He says, I want to leave you with a story, and you should understand the story, and then you'll understand what this seif is all about, when you understand the story. So Sunday night, we'll learn the story. And it looks like the